501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Probably one of the saddest songs ever written and sung was, and is this what's his name?
Clapton,
yeah.
Talking about stealing his best friend's girlfriend. I mean, wife.
Not this song. I'm talking about the one, Tears.
Tears in Heaven.
Yeah, when his kid fell out of the window.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Roger.
It's the saddest song ever.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Morning Mayhem. Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, Pitkin Preacher, Chris Kite. Hey, everybody.
If Roger is George Harrison.
Yes.
And somebody comes in and steals Roger's lovely wife, Sam, and takes her for himself.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Roger pick up said guitar and beat the guy to death with it.
Listen, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Yeah, you wouldn't still be great friends with this guy.
No, there's a part. The pettiness in me would come out as a murderer.
I appreciate that about you.
You petty?
Yeah. I wrote the book on pettiness, and I'm a major in revisionist history. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna have to pat myself on the back. I have not gotten upset with my wife shopping at boutiques in the last month. I have bit my tongue and bit my.
Don't leave that girl alone. Let her do her shopping.
She did some marvelous shopping for Father's Day. Marvelous shopping. I mean, almost. I don't know how Dillard's is still in business. I just don't. Or as somebody I've seen on the. Outfit of the day, these two guys, it's a husband and husband, I don't know what you call it.
Partners.
Husbands. No, they're married. They're husbands. And it's the outfit of the day, and they call them Dillard's. Just to say, these are from Dillard's. The outfit of the day. It's the funniest thing. I follow these guys for that. And one of them is jacked. One of them is jacked up. There you go. There's a little insight to what's going on. Let's just get out of here real quick and do this.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about Mayhem, brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
There he is. Welcome, Chris Kane.
Good morning. If you're getting out on the water today, please use caution as we've got some storms rolling through now.
Dude, it is a coming. It is a coming. Ralph Schuster was just in there, and he said his bursitis was acting up. So you know there's a storm coming. What did he say?
Knees are tight.
He said it was tight.
Yeah, knees are tight. He was like, I can feel it in my knees.
Is
it the barometric pressure, affects
he gave a
folks
number.
With rheumatoid or some type of...
He gave a number.
He's at 22.5.
Yes.
Yes.
That is outstanding. Thank you, Ralph.
Feel it in your bones.
It's coming.
In your joints.
And when I saw you, I knew there was a storm coming because at 3:00 this morning.
What I walk in with?
You walked in with your umbrella, and that's one of my favorites too. They don't make them anymore.
I know.
I very seldom do I use that one. It's the it's the Arkansas Democrat Gazette funny papers.
Yes.
Umbrella that they used to give away to new subscribers.
I'm not. I would like to point out, and this is something that I don't know what. What the person who designed these was thinking.
Yeah.
Why there's a giant metal tip on the top of an umbrella when it's a dangerous thing to be walking out with an umbrella in a storm. Why not add a little element of surprise to it?
Here's a
Ben Franklin 2.0.
That's a solid metal tip on there ready for your lightning near you.
Isn't that the truth?
I know.
Isn't that the
truth? And it sticks up in a way that's so unnecessary. It's just...
That's like it's unnecessary. Like he doesn't remember jarts.
If you threw this, you could throw this like a javelin. I mean, look at that thing.
I don't know why you don't have like a ribbon on the end of it. It's so long. You could use that as far as, and then know which way the wind is actually blowing while you have it open.
It's a great point.
It's a wonderful point.
I know. Chris, that was a family game back in the 60s and 70s. Jarts. You throw these javelins into a circle. And someone was always getting taken into the emergency room getting shish kebab.
I remember that.
They get stuck with a javelin.
Christian, what do you have on the phone?
Oh, no, it was a guy asking about, he won a prize last week. He wanted to know why he hasn't received a set prize.
Was it value between $5 million?
Listen, if you've got, it could have been. Speaking of prizes, this wonderful shirt that I'm wearing, this is the Morning Mayhem.
Can you say it in the microphone for me?
609er.
There you go.
Fire good. See, I was looking at the camera.
You totally glitched out there for a minute.
I did. As I'm looking to make sure I'm
you
on
went,
there.
You
right
went
there.
Pure TV, no radio. You're like, no, that's fine. They can hear me.
That's it.
They can hear me.
It's all TV. And it's all, everything's changed.
Everything's video.
We got a baby now. Hi. Everything's changed.
New board in there, too, with Christian, by the way. And you know what? Here's how I know that you sound great, Christian. Is because I don't see any live fan feedback. I don't see any text line or YouTube comments saying they can't hear you this morning. And there's usually like one a day early on. So I think the new board is boding pretty well.
So you are privy to that information?
I'm looking at the text line right now.
It's a Middleton Heat and Air text line. Is that what it is?
I believe you're right.
Well, then let's
I get scared to sponsor it sometimes because I know it's
it can be.
It can change hands.
We change up
every now and then.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to question that. Basil will, because I don't know him as much as he
does. Right.
I mean, he knows all the... I should know him. I don't, but no disrespect.
So we're saying Middleton this morning.
It's National HVAC Tech Day.
Give it up for your HVAC tech folks, especially during the summer months, because they are your saviors. They are the folks who save your life when it comes to that mid-July day when that unit decides that something is wrong, and that HVAC technician comes out and saves your bacon.
Well, just 2 weeks ago, mine started leaking through the ceiling.
So what'd you find out?
I called a guy, and he was able to come, or I called RJ, he called a guy, because RJ knows everybody.
So they came out?
Yeah, they came out within an hour and a half. They fixed the issue, and...
Nice.
Well, shout out
to fix myself.
Listen, he doesn't work for Middleton Heat and Air. Steve Dobbins is who we all have, you know, different ones and this and that. I started out with Middleton Heat and Air many years ago and love them and love the folks that are there that I still deal with as on a happy birthday to you basis at the very least.
Yeah.
But Steve Dobbins is my guy, the HVAC guy. When they go up there and they take it ain't cheap. As a homeowner, you know something's happened, and you've got to get it repaired. And my guy will—he knows that I am, you know, tight, and they'll do everything that they can. So for those guys out there, that Middleton Heat and Air, who are out there right now, getting into your ceiling, getting into your attic, the heat, the cold,
the
all
crawl
those
spaces.
Oh
yeah,
dude,
they go where you don't want to go.
They just do, man. They where's that piece of paper that I just had? Here it is, right here. It is. Dedicated heating, ventilation, air conditioning professionals. These skilled technicians ensure our indoor environments remain comfortable and healthy, often working in challenging conditions. Take a moment to thank your HVAC tech, learn about their essential work, and recognize their contributions to daily life. Let me tell you, if it's not from Middleton Heat and Air, I cannot communicate with... it's because of them that I'm able to communicate with Steve Dobbins when he goes to the house. So Samantha's working. She doesn't leave her desk when she's working at the house. She stays right there, and I got everything going on. I can do talk about AI. I can do everything that I need to with my HVAC and the technicians and all of that from my phone when something's going on. And it's one of the scariest times is when you have those cats come out and there's something going on. But I'm fortunate to have a good guy, and hopefully you guys too. And we are fortunate to have Middleton Heat and Air as a sponsor of our show. It is the first full day of summer is going to be happening today. Maximum tilt. Here's why the nights get longer. Now, yesterday was the longest day of the year. So now... Do the days get shorter? Isn't that the way it goes?
Yes.
Starts to go the other way now, right?
Yes. Is that it? Yeah, okay.
Is that the way it is?
So we hit the peak, and now we start the descent again. Okay. Shorter time.
Summer solstice.
Exactly right. The change is barely noticeable, losing only a few seconds of light per day to this month. in September, which is just a couple of weeks away, is what it's what it amounts to. That's when that's when it starts accelerating and the drop. If it's the first day of summer here, what does that make it in the Southern Hemisphere?
Is it the first day of winter?
It's the first day of winter.
That's right.
As we speak, it is getting colder in Madagascar, in Mozambique.
Rio.
In South Africa. In Australia, Fiji, Samoa, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay, and Peru. These are all celebrating the first day of winter.
Can you do that one more time? Because it was so perfect twice in a row. Go
right
for
here.
It.
Here
yeah,
we go.
I need back-to-back Paraguay and Uruguay.
It would be Paraguay and Uruguay are celebrating the first days of winter. And if I can... if people that roll their R's, you folks in your profession.
No, that was. I don't even know what that was rolling.
That's
it wasn't. It wasn't the R. You rolled something else
it
there.
Was not, listen,
you know when we beat
it was
Paraguay
the G's. You were rolling the G's
in the opening game. They're not even the best of the Guays. That would be
Uruguay. Yeah, yeah, they're the best.
Paraguay is like
although they tied Cabo Verde yesterday.
Cabo Verde,
isn't that crazy?
Welcome.
Have you? That isn't even a country. It's like a couple of islands.
Yeah.
There's 400,000 people there. They speak Portuguese, but the Portuguese folks, Ronaldo aside, can play some soccer.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Days. And he used to. He's just old now.
U.S. soccer play when?
Thursday.
Who do they play?
Turkey.
Turkey. In the hood in Inglewood, it's going
Roger,
down.
Roger, you grew up as I did, and it was always called Turkey. When did it get
what
called
is it now?
I think it was about 6 years ago.
Turkey-ay.
They requested to be called Turkey-ay. That's what they call them.
Well, I'm calling him Turkey. His
mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Exactly.
Here's the other part of it. It's Turkey-ay. Okay, I get it.
Well, it's like Chechia, which is, or Czechia, which is just the Czech Republic now.
You know what?
We don't say Iowa. It's Iowa. You know, it's Turkey.
Maybe they've always called themselves that.
Well, why didn't they tell us? I need to know these things. It's like the whole Cam.
Does DeQuince want us to change that name?
Kozio.
All right, so here's...
So you got to make up your mind.
Well, so here's the official name change. Late 2021-2022, Turkish government, led by a rebranding campaign, officially requests the United Nations and other nations recognize Turkey-ay to distance themselves from the English word turkey, the bird, and its negative slang definitions like failure or foolish person. Turkeys are smart animals.
Turkeys are great. Ben Franklin wanted to make it the national bird.
Yeah. Anyway, that was it. So 2022.
Turkey.
There's a few other countries that are requesting their name to be changed, like Cape Verde. Who wants to be Cabo Verde?
Cabo Verde.
And I think many people...
I know. When I was looking up security levels down in Cabo, they would give me Cabo Verde. I'm going, listen, I don't want to chill. I'm not looking for a salsa. I'm looking for the country. That's what I think I'm getting. It's Cabo Verde.
They need to get Sammy Hagar to do some promotional spots. Cabo Wabo, Cabo Verde.
They sure did. They sure did.
Sammy
a lot of opportunities here.
He could sell it.
And then Ivory Coast wants to be Cote d'Ivoire, which is their local name.
I do like that.
Cote d'Ivoire.
I was a big Drogba fan.
Yes.
I have no idea. You know,
Didier Drogba.
Why is a turkey such a bad thing? Turkey, it's the best thing you can get in bowling, outside of a perfect game.
Three strikes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is there anything in? It's just a hat trick.
We
don't call it a turkey. Uh-huh. You don't do that. So turkey is the only thing. Is it bowling?
Bowling.
Is that what it is? And
apparently, it's used in dictionaries to describe something that fails badly or a silly person.
Well, it's like a blunder, right?
Yeah.
It's another word for blunder, I believe.
I guess.
a turkey?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was for 250th whatever the celebration was in the paper that I read about Charles Sella. I remember Charles Sella. Now, his son is running things now. But when I was growing up, it was Charles Sella. And Charles, I saw Charles come through the grocery store. Maybe it was just his chef that would come through the Safeway grocery store on Central Avenue, down the street from Oaklawn Racetrack, where I was a sacker, where I met my lovely wife-to-be, where David Hendricks befriended me and took me under his wing and sheltered me from the world out there. And Roger, I got you covered. The bread truck's coming. It's got our checks on it. You're going to be fine. And when those checks would come in there for $85, $101, boy, I would take
you're
that.
You're a rich man.
Dude, I was loaded.
You were.
I was loaded back then. But they did a nice little article on Charles Sully. It's a respectful tribute, obituary-style a profile of him and his long tenure and legacy at Oakland. It highlights his, the tension between his purest ideals and his business realities that force modernization while crediting his leadership for the track's survival and current success as one of America's few privately held racetracks. And you know, Eric Jackson, you know, the 30 plus years that Eric Jackson was under his tutelage and ran the things that, you know, that are happening there with at Oakland. His son is running things now. Wayne Smith has you know, been given the responsibility to take Oakland to another level, and Wayne has been there, I think, maybe half a dozen years now. I mean, time flies. Maybe at least that, could be a little bit longer. And what he's done, working hard, Chris Hovhannessa Jones, et al. These are just the folks that I know, and Wayne being a part of it, having to transition from being, you know, because I remember it was all pari-mutuel betting back in the day. You know, that's how you got around it. And Oakland was there, and it was struggling. There was some struggling going on. And then they did, you tried to stay away from all that exotic stuff. And then they did, which I thought was cool, pick six. Pick six was the exotic betting thing that was going on. It was the pick six. So you were able to do that, and big money started flowing in. You know, the in-house stuff, all the folks that came from all over the country, they had to keep it alive, and they did it by staying true to what they wanted to do, and then to stay in step with the time to do the instant racing, you know, mm-hmm. to have those things, then to get the virtual car dealers in there. You listen, once you the nose of the camel's in the tent, it's coming all in there. So they had to do it piece by piece, step by step, and make sure in the Bible Belt here that they but everything around the Bible Belt, all the other the holes of the Bible Belt, you know, they were all getting gambling, they were getting casinos, and they were doing all that, and they stayed pure to it. And now look at it, Oakland Racing Casino Resort, I think it's a jewel in that industry. It just is. It just has to. And that is a testament to, and the story that I learned from Lewis about the Broadway play that they were partners with Oscar Hammerstein, Rodgers and Hammerstein, with some mm-hmm. of the plays and everything back in the day. I hope I'm not butchering it up, but just a fascinating story. It's a nice little article on Charles Sella in today's paper. I believe it was today's, if not yesterday's, but look that up. That was pretty good. Chris.
Yes.
Do you have anything in particular that you needed to discuss? Do you have your usual Monday bit of what happened over the weekend ready to go?
It is not ready to go.
It is not. Will it be ready? Do you want it to go? Are we going to do that? Or do you just want to? We can pass on it. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, you're good. I can get it ready by last segment.
No, I don't want you to have it last bit. Then let's don't even do it. Let's just talk things.
I did want to talk real quick. I just thought the U.S. Open yesterday was spectacular in terms of the ending and how it all finished out with Wyndham
Then
Clark.
Let's talk about it.
And I do want to mention, you know, you talk about yesterday was Father's Day, his dad coming to watch him win for the first time was something truly special.
Right.
Against the raucous and sometimes, you know, the crowd against him yesterday, playing with Scotty, and Scotty's such a fan favorite.
That
for him to overcome
course.
Yeah, the course, but for him to overcome some of the negativity from the crowd,
sure.
his own play going down a couple of times, and then bouncing back. And
Sammy
then winning.
Burns is right behind him.
Yes. And I mean, the fact that, you know, he missed the cut last year.
Yeah.
This is a guy who won in 2023, probably think, okay, I got the best years ahead of me. Then you reach, I mean, you talk about the American dream and what we always talk about. We love to build people up, tear them down, or if they tear themselves down, and then we right. rebuild them, right?
Right?
That was, I think, Wyndham Clark yesterday embodied that. And seeing his family support him, everybody running out, giving him a hug after that, what was it, a 6-inch putt to win? I mean, the best feeling in the world has got to be you're looking at nothing but 6 to 8 inches in front of you, and you just tap it in, and there's nothing that's going to stop you from winning one of the best championships of your lifetime, especially mm-hmm. after what he went through last year.
Shinnecock Hills.
So Wyndham Clark, that is my champ of the weekend. Congratulations, and huge.
Are we giving out jock straps? Do we do that here?
Nah.
We don't do jock. Is that another show?
Can I ask you something about that? I still, at the promo of it.
Yeah.
Is it the best average in that what
and
it says
worst headlines.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What is it?
Yeah.
Do we still do the average? Are we giving out average awards? Are we doing that?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't know if we ever have.
See, that's right? the thing.
You mean as a society or the shows?
The shows.
I don't think we ever did.
Okay, all right.
Give out.
I've noticed that it says the best average and worst, and I'm like, we talk about the average. I couldn't remember. Anyway,
see, I don't know.
No, we really don't.
Okay.
Was that the station or the zone?
Zone.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's what you're talking about.
Game balls and jock straps.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was.
Because if it's average, then it's not a game ball.
That's
it's
right.
It's not a jockstrap.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Listen. No.
So it's in the promo. I just had to bring it up. I'm glad you asked, what do you want me to talk about?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to talk
about. I
haven't
got no problem with it. Listen, because we've got so many promos going. I heard Nathan Christian doing a spot on here. I mean, that thing, this new system has gone way back.
It's a time machine.
So wire to wire. He goes wire to wire. When's the last time somebody went wire to wire at the U.S. Open?
Was it 2014, if my memory serves?
It was indeed. Was it Martin Kamer?
That's
Martin
it.
Kamer.
Is it Kamer? Yes. I went Kamer.
There's an A in there.
There is.
There's an A.
It is. It is a Pinehurst number two.
Yes.
He did that. Was this true or false? Was this Clark's first major win?
No. False.
It is false. What was his last one?
US Open.
23.
You mentioned it. I had to throw that in there.
Here we go.
Yes, he did.
He's up there with Curtis Strange and but Andy what a, North.
Listen, no disrespect to the Shinnecock Heels, but it...
You got
to
say that fast.
Yeah, Shinnecock.
Where do you enunciate? You got to be careful how you enunciate that.
You really do. You really do. Baz will throw it out there big time. You have... if you throw it out there, isn't that an old... country song, Shinnecock again. He did it today. Rory McIlroy did it in 2011. And Tiger Woods, y'all, did it twice at Bethpage Black in 2002 and in 2000 at Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods did that. And those were wire to wire. Now, you sounded like you knew all about, Baz was calling him Hotel, Wyndham Clark. With what was happening with him. So I got to ask you this. Is he the real deal as a multiple major champ now, or was it just a perfect storm?
No, he is. I just think it's amazing seeing what a guy like that can go through and you know, where you feel like you miss the cut at, you know, and they change every year, so it's not the same course, but you miss the cut and you think, you know, are my best days already behind me 2 years after winning a major and being at the top of the sport.
Right.
And now for him to come back, not only win, but go wire to wire, like you mentioned, have his whole family there. I just think that's what makes sports special, and seeing him do that yesterday, even though, of course, everybody wants Scotty to win. Scotty's the fan favorite. He's fun. He's the best in the world.
Okay.
And he's got a chance to really be one of the all-time greats in the game. I mean, he has a chance to be up there in that upper echelon.
If Americans knew anything about what they were rooting for, they would have been rooting for Wyndham Clark, and I'll tell you why. A month before, he'd gone up to the Canadian Open, and he was playing wearing a U.S. hockey jersey to troll those Canadian punks. That's a great move right
Incredible.
There. That's Captain America
that right
stuff
there,
right
that's,
there.
That's the guy you got to get behind.
I want to shake his hand.
My new favorite player.
America.
New favorite player.
America.
Put him on the map.
America.
I like that stuff right there.
That's
See, because you got to be for America.
That's right.
No matter what it is.
This guy represented America by telling the Canadians that they can eat it.
At their own sport. At their best sport.
In their own backyard.
In their own backyard.
100%. 100%.
What a great troll.
It was. It just was.
I had tears in my eyes.
Listen.
Cinderella story.
About to become U.S. Open.
I'm so glad you gave me an opening to talk about this Brady Tkachuk trade to the Florida Panthers, because, you know, I know a lot of people have been waiting all morning for this.
The brothers are back.
The Bash brothers are
back again.
Thank you, Christian. I know. So, yeah, Brady Tkachuk. Speaking of Team USA, the Tkachuk brothers are going to be playing together in the free state of Florida.
They gave up a lot to get him.
Yeah, two first-round picks.
Then another one after that.
You know it's a slow season in sports when we're talking about hockey trades.
Hockey trades.
That's right.
That's what the Morning Mayhem audience wants. All things hockey.
All right, so if you want to know a couple of the...
Shinnecock.
The Middleton Heat and Air text line. This is from Peyton and Cersei. I'm a Razorback fan through and through. I'm also a sports fan. And though the reason I'm going to school for sports broadcasting because I love the story in sports, not just a sport, what the player went through to accomplish a certain goal or an inspiring story is the best thing to watch in sports. And Clark is a great one.
Excellent.
Also, 817 says, I call my son Turkey when he's being silly. So I guess the turkey slang does does well, we extend had to silliness.
Fred Sanford.
I understand turkey A.
You would call
maybe
it
one
jive
to,
turkey. Man, yes. You ain't nothing but a jive turkey.
Jive turkey.
You ain't nothing but a jive turkey A.
That's it.
501 says, Rogers just spent the last minute using a bunch of words and saying nothing. That's what we do here on Morning Mayhem. We use a bunch of words and say nothing. Good job, Rog.
Which was it, about Charles Sella?
I don't have no idea.
I don't either.
870 says, Chris, what did you think of Ava? And did you hear her returner for Morning Mayhem? What did you think of Ava Weeks when she came through a couple weeks ago when I was out? This was last week. I know time is nothing but a flat circle, Rod.
Fantastic.
A week ago. Thank awesome. You, Christian. That's
fantastic.
That's right. Amazing.
I'm trying to choose
tremendous. She was so terrific. Everybody loved her, by the way. She's got a great singing voice. She's going to do so great at Miss America. Wonderful organization.
Yes, Ava Weeks.
That's what you meant to say.
Yes, I was sitting there trying to think. Was she with the Dyfel?
I think Ava's going to wow people when she goes to Miss America. By the way, her singing voice is, she'll knock the roof off. I mean, that kind of
talent.
Well,
so is she going to sing or tap dance?
She's going to sing. Oh, no, okay. she's incredible.
Power is out in Bryant. Just got a message
already?
From my wife. Power is out.
Out.
In
out.
Bryant. My wife thinks she may be going to the Bryant office of Ortho Arkansas to get some work done. When we come back, I want to throw a couple of these things out. There was an article in yesterday's paper, it always is on Sunday, where they do the profile. And it was it was one of your neighbors from the Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
Star of India. I'm going to ask just a couple of personal questions of you guys. I tried to break it down. Obviously, your favorite dinner, who you're going to have at your dinner, this and that sort of thing. But I got a few other ones that I just want to ask a couple of little silly little questions. Just to get by. It is it is summertime. The Razorbacks aren't playing. The World Series Game 3 is tonight, 6 o'clock. You'll be able to watch Oklahoma, North Carolina. Be watching that. Bill Vickery's going to be coming in here in a little bit. He's going to be talking about how outstanding it is that our international travelers are out there. To a cynic out there, you might say, I think they're just pandering to America and they want to get on Jimmy Kimmel's show or something. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I still believe in the tooth fairy. I want to believe these people are telling the truth because it's true. One of them's from South Africa. I can walk right down the street right now and not worry about being killed. Be right back.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Wyndham Clark is your 2026 U.S. Open winner. This is his second time winning the U.S. Open, the first being in 2023. He's the ninth player to go wire-to-wire as the winner. In the College World Series final, Oklahoma won 9-3 in the first game on Saturday night. North Carolina bounced back yesterday by winning 6-2. A decisive Game 3 will be tonight at 6 on ESPN. And Arkansas football landed a few more verbal commitments in the 2027 class. First up, Buford, Georgia safety Jameer Cantrell called the Hogs on Friday night. The three-star chose Arkansas over Florida, Wake Forest, and Vanderbilt. Then three-star offensive lineman Judah Gums joined up as well. The Sefner, Florida native chose Arkansas over Syracuse, Tulane, and Mississippi State. He's the sixth O-line commitment in the 2027 class so far. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain and thunderstorms this morning. Some storms could be strong, but also very heavy rainfall is possible. This afternoon, we'll have some clearing. We'll get back up to 86 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear in the evening. Clouds increase overnight. We'll have a low of 70, plus a 30% chance of showers before sunrise tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Johnston's Home Center in Benton is your one-stop shop for appliances, bedding, lawn care, and sewing. That's right, Johnston's, your hometown shop for sewing and embroidery machines, supplies, fabrics, and more. For your outdoor needs, check out their steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, riding mowers, and a wide selection of lawn and garden equipment for the green thumb in your family. Johnston's Home Center, 1421 Military Road in Benton, or on the web at johnstonshomecenter.com. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Exactly what that is. So we're talking generators. Power is out. I have failed as a husband and not letting my wife know exactly how she can get out of the house without power to the garage door. It's real easy, sweets. I'll give you a holler in just a second and let you know how to do it and then how you're going to
climb out the window, Sam. Go out the window.
It is hilarious to think. It's like, what would our forefathers think about us? Power goes out. How do we get out of our house?
Dude,
how do we get out of here?
Speaking of the forefathers.
I got no lights.
This time last year, we're in Massachusetts, and I'm in Plymouth, where what's called America's hometown. That's where it started, where they landed.
Where they landed. Land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
I'm talking to my neighbor on my phone via text. I tell him that a package is there. Would he mind going to my house? I unlock my door. Turn off the alarm. Let him put the package in. Shut the door back. I set the alarm and the lock again from Plymouth. And we're talking 400 years. That's baby crap.
That's amazing.
When Basil goes and sees the where Anne Boleyn's head was chopped off, it's 4,000 years old.
Hey, by the way, text line, Peyton in Searcy asking where Basil is this morning. And he is... Tuscaloosa? Is that where they are?
They're hating?
No. They were just asking, where is he? Oh, they were just curious, like, hey, Alabama. Miss where Baz was this morning.
Yeah, he's down
look
there.
Look at the wind out Ooh, there. Yeah.
The College Awards.
Are we
gonna
lose
on.
Power here?
I hope
we're
going
to lose power. Say that out loud.
You got a generator here?
Yeah.
Go call Gary.
Yeah. We got one on top.
Okay. I'll call Gary.
It is Morning Mayhem at 7:39 on a Monday. Thanks, everybody, for being out there. Later on this... tonight, the College World Series, the two greatest words in sport are Game 3 Woo! Will be happening. The U.S. Open was fantastic. If you watched it, it's you want to watch the last round for sure. And Wyndham Clark goes wire to wire. The pressure that's on him to do that. You got Sam Burns behind him. I think it was Clark that hit a shot. He thought it was short. He thought it was going to go into the bunker and go, oh, no, what crap, but great shot. You know, he's there. It's the course just looked like, what's the word I'm looking for? Crap!
the links course.
And well, he was, exactly. Yeah. And he was able to, save that shot. It was just awesome to see just when it gets down to that and you see the excitement and the pressure that's on him. And my gosh, when they took off their hats, and you see how much sun they had on their faces because from
they got the two-tone tan.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like a horrible spray tan job.
See, I wouldn't wear a hat for that reason. I don't want my head white and everything else is brown.
From the eyebrows up, it was ghost white pale.
Exactly.
And they were so red from the eyebrows down. It was unbelievable. And a guy who loves, you know, a little color on him.
I do like some color.
You have to. You gotta
so,
get a
Chris,
bit.
What did you think about Burns down the stretch? I thought he played a phenomenal round of golf under pressure.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. I was just looking to see if you had to wear a hat on the PGA Tour.
No, you don't have to wear a hat.
You don't have to wear a hat.
They used to go bareheaded forever.
Yeah. I don't. Would you go the visor, though, if you don't want to wear, like, the big trucker hat to avoid
wearing,
the...
I'm not wearing any hat. I'm going to work on my Ned Permey George Hamilton tan.
Yeah.
So that's a special tan.
It is a special
tan. That doesn't just happen over the weekend on a ground of golf.
No,
that is built up over decades.
Chris, I identify as tan.
Okay, he identifies
so
as
a net. Net is
not a white.
When he went to
I'm
the
a tan.
Arctic.
All right, and, guys. Here we go. I want to get to know you. It's from the profile section of the Sunday paper, the guy that was in there.
Right.
And they were asking a lot
of
questions.
He's an actor.
Now, a lot of the questions that they asked of him may not be for the average Joe, but I want to ask the average Joe question.
He wants to play Hamlet again, he said.
Each one of you give me your answer to this. We'll start with you, Pig, and we'll work our way around clockwise. Pig, Christian, and Chris, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Green.
Your favorite junk food or snack?
Oh, my goodness. Probably nachos.
That's a tough one.
Chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Cheese dip.
Let me do it this way. When it's a junk food or snack, or it's something that you can just go get in your kitchen, boom, and make it. That, to me, is what that is. It's not, you can't, you know, can you do that with dip? Do you have some hummus?
I eat pistachios a lot.
All right, very good. Yeah. Very good. Christian?
Is that junk?
I think, it qualifies.
Okay.
In my world, it's junk. It's
going to be because you go there. Potato chips, that sounds.
You're just looking for something in your chair.
Lower
round.
Oh, Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos. Boom, 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 boom.
Cookies, I guess.
Cookies?
Yeah.
So sweet. What was your first job?
I washed dishes at Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Nice Ponderosa. I remember Hot Springs had a Ponderosa and a Bonanza.
I love both of them.
Could you not?
Bonanza had the Texas toast, which was a big deal.
Sure did. It sure did. Christian, your first job.
It's hard to find.
Worked at Dollar General briefly.
Dollar General?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Is it just part of Dollar General's makeup now to have...
every small town in America?
Yeah, and to have every aisle filled with another tray to fill the aisle.
They've cornered the market.
It's part of the deal. What was your first job, Chris?
I was a dishwasher at Cafe Andiamo, a little Italian restaurant across the street.
Ooh. Nice.
Okay. Yeah. What's your go-to comfort outfit or pair of shoes, Pigskin?
I'm a Puma guy.
I'm partial to Pumas because of Clyde Frazier and the Knicks. So
Christian, yours are Crocs, aren't they?
No, I wear slides, though.
Huh?
Slides.
Slides? What is that?
Sandals.
Sandals.
Okay. Sandals for athletes.
No, not split toes.
Okay. Yeah.
What was the question?
Your favorite comfort outfit or pair of shoes?
Comfort outfit?
Yeah, comfort outfit. Yeah, what do you... Maybe when you're eating those Doritos, what do you got on?
Just like gym shorts
and
a t-shirt.
Yeah. Is that your comfort stuff around the crib or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Gym shorts and a t-shirt.
Same.
Yeah. I mean,
and slippers. You know, we talked about this.
We did. Absolutely.
I like the shoes.
Absolutely.
Pigskin, are you a slippers guy?
I don't like the bear.
No. Do you walk around your house barefoot?
Once in a while. I usually have shoes on. I don't like being barefoot that much. I'm always afraid I'm going to step on something.
There's something.
Like, I had kids, so Lego.
Legos, yeah,
you
my
step
son.
Step on a Lego, it's a new experience in pain.
Yeah,
or a dog bone.
You don't forget it.
Dog bones and Legos are both bad.
Yeah, make your knees buckle.
All right, last one. What's your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
I've seen Seinfeld every episode probably 50 times.
You are way behind me on that. Every single
Seinfeld.
Night, that's what's in my head.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld. Yeah. Christian?
I'm trying to think if I have a guilty pleasure that I actually like watching. I don't think I do.
Mine would be Entourage.
Yeah, if it's like...
watch it?
I watch it. Like, it's my...
Was E your man or Turtle?
Well, I mean, like, Ari Gold is one of my favorite characters in television
Acri
history.
Loves Ari Gold.
It's because he's one of my good friends in Justin Acri. Yes.
He pretty much is Ari. He's the Ari Gold of the buzz.
When Acri goes Ari, it is just sit back and behold. it is... Truly, especially if it's in nature, right? If it's just in like a natural public venue, and when something happens and he turns into Ari Gold, it is just sit back and watch.
Intense, angry little men. they are. So, yes.
But very, smart,
witty,
capable, and capable of throwing insults that you're like, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. He is a sir. Vickery's the same way, a cerebral, smart LA. I mean, they really, I mean, you have to give it to them. They're intelligent guys. They're well-rounded.
Just tee it up and let them hit it out of the park.
Yeah. 100%.
My favorite insult that anybody's ever leveled at me was one Robert James Hawk. He looked at me rather derisively and said, "All right, pigskin, why don't you go read another book?" I thought only RJ would think that's an insult.
Oh, my gosh. That is so good.
I laugh
good.
Every time I think of that.
That is so good. Why don't you... you know what?
Why don't you go read another book?
There's
nothing to
you know
ask.
What? You know what? That's that, yeah, yeah, I want my kids watch the Little Rascals this past weekend. That is absolutely a Little Rascals quote. Like, that is an insult from a Little Rascal.
They'd have said that to
He-Man
Alpha
Woman Haters Club.
They?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
It's the guy on Back to the Future. What's his name?
Biff.
The Biff.
Oh, Biff.
It's
yeah.
a Biff.
It's a Biff.
It's a Biff.
RJ's got some Biff in him.
He's got some Biff in him.
He does.
Well, you know, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? You know what? That's what he did. Why don't you go read another book? What?
Look at how you're massacring my boy over here.
Yeah. Listen. We love him for that. Listen, just like me, I'm a master of saying a lot of words without it meaning anything. I know that.
That's what we all do.
To get out. Yeah, exactly.
This is what we do.
It's exactly
that's
what
how,
we do.
This, that is the shit. Encompasses the
do
entire
you think,
show.
Exactly. Yeah. To your point about RJ.
Yeah.
Do you think that upsets me? Yeah. That's a compliment.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Yeah.
It's called filibustering. Yeah. You would be a great politician.
Thank you very much. You know what? And I'm thinking about it, too, because if I don't get my sidewalk
City
fixed,
Council?
I'm telling
are we
you
gonna
what.
Start?
I'm
going to start there?
I could start there.
Are you going straight for RJ's
I've
position?
To, no.
Are we getting a... Are you going to... You won't.
The only reason I will go after RJ's position is if RJ actually does what he told me he was going to do.
Which is?
Which is take another step up.
Whoa. Are you breaking news?
Have I just broke wind of it?
I'll put it on the blog.
All right, it is 7:47. We'll be back on Morning Mayhem.
We're here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
You're going to stand there and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
But Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore does, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf. Torpedo Joe's is West Little Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells at 10% off discount for Buzz listeners, as well as military, fire, police, and EMTs. And yes, Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore is air-conditioned. Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I've been walking these streets. Hello, everybody. It is 7:52 on a Monday, stormy Monday, a power outage Monday. At least in the Legacy Village area of Saline County. My wife has just been given instructions on how to open and shut manually the garage door.
So she's not imprisoned in the Scott domicile?
She is not. She is not.
Good to know.
She is so sheltered. There's been a load of comp. And I'm so glad she is. She's my first, my last, my everything.
You're only. But I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me. Oh. Like a
rhinestone cowboy. Hey, shout out to my representative, Steve Brown. And he hooked me up with the street department because we've got a buckle in one of the sidewalk between me and a neighbor's house. And some of the sidewalk has been, and this is how idiotic I am on some things or ignorant on some things. And the sidewalk started, and I didn't.
Free route?
No. Heat.
Heat?
That's what they said.
It's not been that hot.
Listen, I said the same thing, but I'm so naive. I still believe that all these foreigners / international travelers really love this country and are really enjoying all the Funyuns and everything that's going around. I'm naive. I believe in Santa.
They get to the Slurpee machines?
That was the most backhanded, passive-aggressive comment about foreigners I've ever heard in my life.
It's not that. It's not
that.
I'm telling you about myself.
Foreigners just doesn't sound polite.
Well, it doesn't anymore because we all seem to be so competitive. You know, they were foreigners until somebody, until I learned about gravity, I wasn't afraid of falling. I don't mean any disrespect in my idiocy at all. I don't try. I don't want to be a moron. I'm blessed. But he also gave me the street department. The street department, I talked to John over at the street department. I don't have John's last name right now. I apologize. But for them to come out and to help alleviate that issue on the sidewalk. I didn't know it was the city's, you know, purview. I thought, because I told my neighbor Ben West, I said, well, I'll help you. I'll help you stir the quitcrete. He goes, no, it's the city that does that. Of course, he looks at me and goes, geez, no wonder I got to feed him sometimes because he's so goofy. But for them to come out, I was just teasing to a degree about getting into politics if things don't happen.
RJ's gotten a lot of texts. He just texts me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So he's now listening, I think.
Hey, buddy.
He said he missed the bagging on RJ part.
No, there's no bagging on you, buddy.
That's what I said. I mean, there really wasn't
No, absolutely not.
No, it was just if you wanted to run, would you run? And I jokingly said, what about RJ's seat? And you're like, well, only if he, you know, runs for higher office.
That's it. I would never, no, because RJ's doing what he's doing. Yeah. RJ, listen, he set the wheels in motion in Saline County. Now he's at the state capitol, and if he wants to go further, then.
I just gave RJ a tremendous compliment. But I told him, I said, the funniest thing I've ever heard said at the Touchdown Club was after I'd led the prayer thanking God for the...
For everything, including...
Including the Chinese food that we'd had. It was faux Chinese food. RJ grabbed my shoulder and said, Pigskin, you thank God for that food?
It was not well received that day or many
days
afterwards.
I laugh every time I think of RJ Hawk saying that. That was a brilliant line.
Well, you make sure. I mean, he hadn't texted me, so no. There's no
I'm
snap.
Voting for RJ for governor. I'm writing him in.
There's no slap.
Writing him in.
Yeah, I'm tired of all the nonsense we got in the governor's mansion.
You're writing him in.
We need a no-nonsense politician. That's RJ Hawk.
Well, you know what? Is there one of those? Hopefully RJ's not too, hadn't been tainted. We hope so.
Hadn't been tainted.
Has not been tainted.
You think big money to poisoned. Interest have gotten to RJ? Is that what
you don't think big interest is going after a guy like RJ? You know they are.
Yeah, probably
two words.
So.
Xi Jinping. No, but I, you know, just to know that.
You're just trying to get your sidewall fixed.
Look at this guy.
That's all it is.
I'm telling you right now, I just look at this guy and I immediately think of Martha's Vineyard. Look at you. Reeks of it. I love this reeker.
He's got the yellow jacket on. I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking he's Georgie walking down the street looking for Pennywise, looking at the boat underneath.
Vickery could take RJ Hawk and take him all the way to the White House.
I don't doubt that.
That's what he could do. The White House.
I don't doubt it one bit.
It's on to Chicago and let's win there. Yeah. And that's where we go.
He's Chris, done more with less.
Before we get out of here, thank your sponsor.
Oh, yes, thank you to Trader Bills. And if you are heading out on the water today, please be safe out there. If you are headed by Trader Bills today, Little Rock and Hot Springs location, that's where you can go. If you messed up on Father's Day and did not get your dad or special someone who is a guardian to you a gift, then you need to go to Trader Bills because they have a huge selection of not only the best boats you can buy if you want to go real big, or you can do something simple but really sweet. Like a Turtle Box, which is the best sound speaker system, which are waterproof. They've got them there.
Yeah.
They've got everything you need at Trader Bills to have fun on the water and be safe on the water. They have all the safety equipment. Go to Trader Bills, Little Rock and Hot Springs today. They'll take great care of you. And go see my friends at
Trader
Bills.
How many of those Turtle Boxes that before was able to get the right formula to make them float at the bottom of a river or lake somewhere?
You know, he would probably tell you, just like Edison, he found every which way to do it wrong and only one way to do it right.
That's all that matters right there. Well, thanks, Trader Bills. Thanks for coming in, Chris. We appreciate you very much. He's going to get me some information on a...
generator.
See you in a minute.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar.